Oh yeah, I'm a total perv. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a perv. I'm like thinking like, where's your stuff right now? Like, where is it laying? Like, I think about that all the time. Like while he's moving around, I'm like, where's his?
Are there like creepy guys who like slide into your DMs?
Oh yeah. I get a lot of like, can you humiliate me and like make me suck your toes? And I'm like, oh, bad. No, I'm just kidding. Yes!
Let's sit on the couch. Let's talk it out. Come on, join the show. I'll tell you what I know.
Oh, talk about it.
It's the best podcast. Let's have a blast.
Well, you may have seen her talk about fart jokes, or you may have seen her host a show on E! Or maybe a show on Hulu called Hotties and a whole bunch of stand-up, okay? Comedian, actress, and host Jade Catapretta is here.
Boy, that's one of the best intros I've ever had. You may have seen her talking about farts.
It's true. It's very identifying.
Yeah. It's true.
So, you know, clearly we met on a show called Hotties on Hulu.
Yes.
And you were the host and the judge, and you told me I didn't win. But I you know, before we get into our beef, apparently, because I didn't win.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm so sorry.
How did you get casted in the show?
So it was like just a normal audition kind of a thing, but they knew me from The Soup.
Yeah.
And they knew that, you know, I love food and I love like making fun of people. So they were like, this is a perfect thing. But I actually thought I ate so much shit on the audition. You know when you do really bad?
Yeah.
And for days you're like, oh, you can feel that. You have that moment. You're like, why?
Yeah.
For like 2 days I was like, that's all my boyfriend heard was like, oh, I did so bad. I did so bad. I'm so, you know,
I thought you were upset. Like, he heard you in the bathroom because of eating the food.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Eating shit, like literally, like that's like a term for when you do bad.
For
and,
sure.
And I did it in my boyfriend's mom's basement while she was like loudly talking on the phone upstairs. And then my old manager like popped up in the middle of the audition by accident. Like, am I supposed to be in the Zoom? And we were like, no, it was just like everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. But great. Like the Scott, the casting director or one of the guys did a great job putting the tape together and he made me look good somehow. So I'm glad I got to do it.
You're great. I like they randomly reached out to me on social media.
Oh, I love that. That's how we were looking for. We were just looking for hot people. Yeah, that's what we heard. We were like, who's hot and funny and has like charisma? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So can you tell me like how many times maybe if you even know did the show concept change?
Oh, you know, they were like pretty on it.
Okay.
Like, they were like, we want it to be a spicy thing in the desert. Like when they told me, I was like, that is so much stuff in one. I love how hybrid it is. Cause there's nothing like it on TV right now where it's dating and food.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they were like pretty gung ho about the theme of it. Right.
Would
away.
You have been a contestant on this show?
Hell no. Hell no.
Why? Because of the spicy stuff?
Spicy stuff. I'm such a pussy with spicy stuff. Yeah. Ching ching, by the way.
Yes, cheers to you. Cheers to a hottie.
Cheers, sus. Even watching you guys made me like uncomfortable with the food. Like I'm such a pussy with spicy stuff.
Yeah.
Like Tabasco's too much for me. Red Hot is even like up there.
That gummy bear was like everything was hot, but that was the top tier thing.
It looks so tiny.
It was deathly.
And did I have to ask you,
please,
did it take a few days to get that gummy bear out of your system? Was it hotties all over again?
You know what? I didn't feel a thing.
Stop.
No, it only burned going down. It felt great coming out.
Stop.
And digesting. Yeah.
Wow, you've got like your juices are flowing right.
Yeah. Stomach of steel. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, so who was your favorite or least favorite couple on the show?
Oh my God. How are you doing this to me? I like everybody for different reasons, obviously. Like, everybody did have a moment. Like, there was one little snorefest couple because they were, like, too hot and, like, too cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I made fun of them enough on the show, so I don't need to rehash that.
Yeah, this is true.
Okay. But I loved you guys. I thought you had fun. I mean, we had to cut some stuff out of yours.
Yeah, so what didn't make the cut? What didn't make the cut? Okay, so I was terrified because I didn't know if I was going to be paying out to be a villain because I was quite dramatic over my, you know, counterpart. So.
Oh, no. Well, because he was, I think he was a lot more, like, calm than you were. Or, like, energy's very.
I've told him.
Okay. Yeah. He was not as exciting. I'm trying to be nice. Everybody needs a chance.
Yeah. Equal opportunity.
But you said something about like peeing on somebody.
Yeah. I talked about golden showers and it didn't make it.
And we were dying. We were begging them to keep it in. They were like, we can't keep that in. We were like, why not?
Yeah.
But it made us, we were like, wait, did we hear that right?
Yeah.
Because I'm also listening to four people talking at the same time while my producer's talking to me while I'm coming up with jokes. So it was like a lot to take in. And so I was like, wait, did I miss something important? They were like, yeah. that didn't make it, but me saying clip owner made it on TV, which is very important to me.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I feel like I made it.
They also took out me dumping my head in water.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they kept some of your water stuff.
No, they didn't.
You're like, I know because I've seen it.
Yeah.
I did not think anybody was going to get into that kiddie pool. I was like, this is a dumb idea. And then everybody got into the kiddie pool.
Yeah, I didn't make it.
Every single
person. I didn't make that. I just put my hand in the water. Okay, so, you know, we're talking about dates. That was a blind date for me. Me and Tyrone are still, you know, cool and cordial. We've hung out like four times. We're cool.
Stop. Wait. So we're matchmakers. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. We're actually engaged. No, no.
He's actually in the bedroom right now reading a book.
So wait. So what's the weirdest date that you've ever been on, maybe?
Oh, mm-hmm. Ooh, that's good. I don't go on a lot of dates because I'm very like upfront. I'm like, hey, I want this.
And you're in a relationship.
Yes, and I'm in a relationship. I met him because he was on a reality TV show and I made fun of him on The Soup.
What show was he on?
He was on Temptation Island.
Oh.
I thought he would be like, ew. he was on this thing called like Peak of Love too, or Peak of Snow or something. It was like, I forget. I should know the name of the show.
Yeah, but, it's okay.
But I made fun of him and then we connected on social media. And that's literally how
we met. How long have you been together?
Almost 3 years.
Do you want to get married?
I'm not really into the marriage thing, but I want a big party. Yeah. And I want to show him off. You know what I mean?
Can I come?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You're invited to my wedding. You have it here. So my non-wedding.
My non-wedding. But no, no weird dates for you.
I can't think of any direct. Like weird. I feel like I've had a lot of weird like sex moments after dates, but like not a lot of like awkward dates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go.
No, I was just talking to a friend the other day about threesomes.
Oh,
yeah.
Fun.
Never got into that.
Yeah, I've never had a threesome. I'm too jealous. I talk about it on stage.
Yeah, I would probably fight you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you so flexible?
Okay, so can we talk about comedy? You are a world-renowned comic.
Oh, wow.
And so why comedy, really? Like, were you, like, sitting in class and career day and were like, no, I want a path that struggle. Like, what?
Yeah, right? I'm like, I don't want to make any money and I want all men to hate me. I kind of fell into it. I wanted to be an actor and a host and I kind of got led to the Comedy Store, started working there, and I like just got completely addicted. Like I was like, if this homeless dude without a tooth can do it, I can do it.
I feel like actors, actresses, hosts who have that comedy edge are the best because you just know how to make fun of things. You know how to like adjust really well. Because it's
you're
like,
in the
it's
moment,
grunt,
yeah.
You know, to be on stage, it's terrifying.
I like it, but you know, hosting is really the ultimate thing because I get to act, host, and kind of be funny and like be interactive with people. So like, it is my favorite kind of thing to do.
Did you ever worry about making your family proud?
You're saying it like, have you? And why haven't I you?
No. But like, you know, because like I'm out here like in LA pursuing talent. My mom's like, you should be a doctor. And I'm
really
like,
back in the day.
Now.
Okay, because now you're like, you made it.
Yeah.
No, my parents have always been really supportive. My dad was like an artist and my mom was an actress. She was like the Marlboro lady on a horse smoking a cigarette while I'm pregnant with me, you know?
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Mom, I'm sorry. But they're both very supportive and creative. Like my household is just very hippie in that way.
A hippie household.
Yeah.
Do you miss Queen Elizabeth?
No. Next question. I think the whole thing is very bizarre. Like, how has she been queen since Roosevelt? Like, how has she been around for this long?
For so long. The longest running monarch, so.
Yeah, the whole thing is bizarre, and she makes, like, millions and millions of dollars. And we all have to pay, they all have to pay taxes for this lady to live this very lavish lifestyle. I don't know. I don't get it. Why are we worshiping her? What did she do?
Bring out Megan. Bring out Megan.
Oh, no, Megan's here.
Okay, so what is the end goal for Jade?
The end goal?
Yeah, you do so much.
You know, I think I just want to, a house and multiple chihuahuas. That's all I want.
You have a chihuahua?
I do. Her name is Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Yeah.
That's nice. That was my old therapist.
Is it really?
Old therapist.
That's kind of like an old therapist name or a dog.
Yeah.
There's not anything in between.
Okay.
The end, it's just like, I mean, just materially or like spiritually, you know what I mean?
Whatever comes to your head.
Spiritually, I'd like to like know who I am because constantly people are like, what's your brand? What's your thing? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm such a chameleon and I've had to remake myself so many times. Like, I'd like to feel really proud of who I am. Like, I'd like to really know who I am. I think that's spiritually my end goal.
Yeah.
And then physically, mentally, and you know, like material wise, I just want multiple homes and a ton of chihuahuas.
Yeah. I feel like you have the strength and the grit of J-Lo from Enough.
Oh my God. I'm more of a made in Manhattan personally, but
Yeah. Okay. Wait, so working in entertainment and comedy, you know, we've seen the stereotypes and how male-dominated it can be.
No.
Does anxiety show up for you at all in this?
Oh, yeah. Anxiety shows up for me every single day. For a long time, I wasn't even doing the comedy I wanted to do, and I didn't understand why. Mm. I just felt, like, so suppressed by, like, the male domination. Like, I didn't even understand. I was just like, I feel left out, and I feel like the stuff I want to talk about isn't going to work because I'm not proud of it because I feel judged by them.
Right.
Like, by my counterparts, my male counterparts. And now I just don't give a fuck.
Mm,
like, something happened to me where I'm like,
that's good.
What can I do? Keep pleasing the people I don't even like? For what?
Or don't even know.
Mostly don't even know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm trying to make incels happy. What are we doing? Go have sex. Get out of your mom's basement.
Go have an orgasm.
Yeah.
I do live in a land, like in a land though of, you know, pessimism and negative self-talk. A lot of my friends are like, speak more kind to yourself. I'm like, sorry. But, you know, I that helps me like low-key push myself a little bit forward. I know you lean into the negative, and especially in your comedy.
Yeah.
How did we get there?
You know, there's self-deprecation, but I am moving away from being like negative out loud because we create matter. You know what I mean? Like we create all of it. Like if you think about science and like, you know, metaphysics, it's like we create our reality. Mm. And I think that we have to fight really hard against, you know, the negative self-talk, the putting ourselves down, because I think that ultimately like the universe hears you.
Yeah.
Vibration is really real, right? So if you're putting out that negative vibration, like that comes back to you. So
yeah, I'm getting better at that. You know, I'll sit.
Yeah,
on
me too. I mean, I'm a piece of shit, but I'm getting better.
like I'm trash, but like, hey, great smile. Okay. So you sing.
I do. I want to try. I want, the dream is to be a rapper on Broadway.
What? Which musical?
You know, like a Lights Up on Washington Heights. You know, like that kind of Lin-Manuel rap.
Yeah.
Musical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because what just happened? Funny Girl with Leah.
Oh, yeah.
She's
There was a lot of Jamal on that.
Yeah.
Huh. No, I just want to have like a variety, one woman, funny, weird show on Broadway. That's like basically a special, but it's.
What's your favorite song?
My favorite song of all time?
Yeah.
That's like such a big. What do you mean? What's your favorite song?
ABBA. No. Do you know?
That's what came to you.
Give me a man.
I guess the Elton John Britney Spears mix. No, my favorite song of all time. Oh my god. I would say that it's a Brazilian old school song. Huh. Hey, Magalena, Jesus.
Wait, I want to get in. What is it?
Yeah.
Hey,
Magalena, Rojão.
Hey,
do you know that one?
Magalena, Rojão.
And then the beat drops and it's like.
It's like twerk music?
Yeah, it's funky.
Oh.
You know, Brazilian funk.
I fucking love it.
I probably broke Brazilian funk. Like, funk is probably my favorite kind of Brazilian music is probably my favorite music.
What was the feedback like when when it was announced that you were doing The Soup? Because I remember that, and I was like.
It was wild.
That was so cool, though. I was like.
It was very cool.
We're going female. Like,
yeah.
What was the feedback like?
Well, there was a lot of mixed emotions, you know. A lot of people pissed off that was, like, taking on a show after Joel did it for so long. A lot of people like, who is this person? And and then a lot of people being like, why are you going to make it different? How are you going to make it different? So I felt a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
But the announcement was like way bigger than the show itself because we were like announcing it for like a year, five episodes in, COVID hits. Wow. And then we kind of did it, but we didn't get to fully do it. Like it was me alone in a huge stage with one camera guy.
Damn.
And
did you like him?
I love them. Okay. The camera guys were great.
Yeah.
The crew was great. We had a great team. Like, I hired a bunch of friends. The writer's room was brilliant. But it's like, it just wasn't, you know.
How does one get in a writer's room?
You have to write a submission or like a spec question. Or like a spec script. A spec script is like a show that's on TV and you write an episode of it.
Oh, wow.
Like, so you do it. You do for like a show that you really like and you really know the characters well. Uh-huh. And then you have a spec script so they know what you would write for an episode.
Jeez.
So that's good to have like a sample, a writing sample like that.
Yeah.
If you're a beginning actor or beginning writer, you know, just make stuff and have stuff to show for yourself.
Yeah. I know you lean into your perv following, which is admirable.
My what?
Your like perv following.
Perv?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm a total perv. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a perv. I'm like thinking like, where's your stuff right now? Like, where is it laying? Like, I think about that all the time. Like while he's moving around, I'm like, where's his?
Where's your junk?
Yeah, where's your junk?
Like, so you lean into that. You have a perv following. Like, are there like creepy guys who like slide into your DMs?
Oh yeah, I get a lot of like, can you humiliate me and like make me suck your toes? And I'm like, oh, bad. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, obviously. My dad's not into feet. So my mom says, I get a lot of weird stuff. Obviously. I mean, I think any woman on social media gets a lot of stuff, but like I've been wanting to show why I'm this way more, you know, a through line of like, how did I get here? And you know, in Brazil, we grow up with a lot of like sassy stuff on TV. Yeah. Like you guys had like Goosebumps and like, are you, you know, like these Barneys.
Yes, I love Barney.
Yeah.
That's a raven.
I just said Barneys like multiple, like so immigrant. Barneys.
Like the store.
Yeah. We had like Xuxa, this really sexy German model, like in a bikini that was like bedazzled singing to children. And I'm like, that's why I'm the way I am.
Okay. Yeah. That foundation.
Like, I'm into musical theater. I'm into Hot Blondes. I'm into singing.
Hmm.
And I'm into like entertainment.
Have you ever dated a woman?
Yeah. Oh, I'm pan. I'm pansexual. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you discover that? Like, how do you come to that realization?
It was a journey. I mean, it really was because I was in Virginia, like, you know, in my early childhood after Brazil. And that was like not even a thing.
Mm.
And I had a thing where I kind of like, I had a very revolting reaction to gay people very early on. Like, you know what I mean? Because I was one and I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes I think a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
They have this like aggressive reaction to something they want to do, but they're too scared to do. True. Or they don't know they want to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just realized it because I just like love titties, I guess. I mean, how did you figure out you were gay?
Yeah, always knew.
You always knew.
Always knew. Especially like when puberty hit, I was like, yeah. Yeah, look at that. Look at that non-muscle that 12-year-old has. I'm 12. 12
right, 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 right. Of course. So yeah. Like 12 and 12. Yeah,
yeah 12.
It's like when I talk about Jonathan Taylor Thomas still, people are like, what? I'm like, we were the same age.
We were the same age.
I was 14 when I liked him.
It's okay.
But I wish I knew earlier. I really did. Like, yeah. Because there was just not a lot of examples. Like in Virginia, now obviously.
I'm from Kansas City. Like, so like representation and like, I grew up in black church. Like, and so it was just like.
Now there's so much.
I was like, I'm going to hell.
Right. Now but, it's like, yeah. Now I'm going to be on RuPaul's Drag Race. There's so much opportunity.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Like I see stuff like that. Like the other day I was watching Celebrity, one of those shows where it's like Celebrity, what's the new one called? It's like Celebrity.
Apprentice?
No, the RuPaul's Drag Race one where it's like hidden drag queen, celebrity.
Celebrity All Stars.
Yes. No, Celebrity Drag Queen where it's like people that are not drag queens trying to be, whatever. And there's all these gay dancers on stage like, and it's just so gay and it's so great. And I'm like, I wish I had this kind of stuff
when
I was a
kid. We're queer, my dear.
I love
that. We're queer, my dear. Okay, so let's say like somebody wants to get into doing stand-up. What's that one
thing? Don't. Next question. No, sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's the question?
I'm done. No, but like, is there like a misconception that you would say that people expect when they get into comedy? What's that number one thing?
Yeah, people expect to like have a lot of results right away. And I think that people don't understand how much you have to actually put into the art and put into the craft and like dedication and how many open mics and you have to pay your dues and people don't want to pay their dues because they want to have one clip that goes viral or like a TikTok that does really well. And I think that, I don't know. I think it's important to earn the respect of your peers and you do that by putting yourself out there and grinding and paying your dues.
Yeah.
You know,
that's cool. I fucking love it.
Yeah, you just got to grind and meet everybody you can meet. That's what I always say to people. I'm like, meet everybody because like 10 years down the line, this person that you met that really enjoys you and you enjoy them, they're like a new exec of some network or you know what I mean? You never know what seed you're planting. So I'm like, plant every seed and don't be so worried about picking flowers right away.
Yeah.
Worry about planting seeds.
Ooh.
And then eventually those flowers will bloom and they'll be ready to pick.
You're so full of wisdom.
Come on.
Ugh. Do you believe in circling the block?
What's that? Like coming back around?
Yeah.
Touching base, circling back?
Yeah. From
100%.
Well, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm always like, hey, just wanted to circle back. It's been hours. I'm like, hey.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we are here. It is season 3. I am here with Jade Cataporetta.
She.
Host, Hotties on Hulu. Stream it
now. Have you seen it? Watch it.
I do have to say that. Me being the last episode kind of made me feel like
shit. It's the best episode. It's the finale episode. That's what they thought was the best episode.
That's fucking great.
Okay. I know. I was excited actually when you were going to, because I didn't know what order, but I was fighting for that one to be last. So then when it was last, we were like, yeah,
oh,
I made it.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for being here. It is season 3. We are here and I'm so glad that you are the first guest to sit on the healing couch.
It does feel very healing.
It is healing, right? Especially with a little drink in your hand. It's like I'm healing and I'm a little lit.
I love when there's like pillows for my elbow.
Exactly. It does it. So we're going to play a game. It's called Can You Imagine?
Okay.
Which basically is my version of which one is more likely.
Okay.
It's really quick.
So it's not who would you rather. It's like which one would.
Yeah.
I just tell you which one I want to fuck. You're like, Jade, these are objects. Okay.
Okay. You ready? Mm-hmm. Mm. So can you imagine having a threesome or having a baby?
That's so funny. That's one of my bits. Can I imagine? What's more likely? Threesome. Baby. Yeah. Both.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine sucking the filling out of a Twinkie or burning the kitchen down?
Wait, is that actual? Like, am I like taking a Twinkie bar, or am I like sucking a dick? Is that what?
No, just a Twinkie.
Oh, okay, yeah, of course. What were you thinking? What was the second thing? I'm sorry.
I'm burning the kitchen down.
Twinkie.
You can cook well.
I can.
You're from Brazil.
So yeah, I can cook. I like to cook.
I love a Brazilian meal.
But are people sucking Twinkies?
I suck the. Can you imagine publicly feuding with Chelsea Handler or marrying Joe Coy?
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
I want to be on her good graces.
I love Chelsea.
Yeah, I want to be on her good graces. I want to party with her. And yeah. But I don't want to marry Joe Coy.
Yeah.
Do I have to do one? I'll suck a Twinkie.
Bring the Twinkie back.
I don't want either one.
Okay. Can you imagine starring in the reboot of Rocket Power or Rugrats? Do you know what that is?
What's Rocket Power?
Brazil. That's why. Sorry.
What?
It's this cartoon from back in the day. Okay. I'm going to change it. Can you imagine starring in the reboot of Barney?
Or
Sesame Street.
Oh, I like Sesame Street. Yeah. I'm like dying to be a guest on Sesame Street.
Ooh, that'd be so
You know, because like actors and comics go on and do the little...
They play piano and they sing.
Oh, I want to do a song.
My favorite episode was when Patti LaBelle was on.
That's such a good one. I want to do that. And then we can do a rap.
We got to get you in there to rap.
I know. I'm like really trying to push my rap career.
Can you imagine love at first sight or dating someone for money and money only?
Date at first sight.
Love at first sight?
Yeah, I've never been... I always wanted to be one of those girls that's like, he's got it. I'm uncomfortable by that because I have poor trauma.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got it.
Yeah.
Like, I have to be able to get it for myself. Like, I wish I could be like that. Like, my friends are like, oh, like they just let me pay for them. And I'm like, why aren't you fighting me? Like, my broke ass friends are just like, yeah, you got it. I'm like, wait, no, you're supposed to have a little bit of an argument first. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so what else do you have going on? What do the people need to know?
I have a special that's out right now on YouTube that I'm very proud of. It's called Jaded. And it's all the material that I've done for the past 14 years that doesn't necessarily feel like where I'm at anymore. Mm-hmm. But it's like, so that's why it's Jaded. But so it's like, it's out there and I want people to see it because it's a culmination and a curation of the comedy that I've been doing for, 14 years. And I'm really proud of it. Mm-hmm. And it's time to move to my next chapter. And I didn't feel like I could do that until I released this material. So it's my first little baby and it's out there and I want people to see it. And then October 20th, I'm going to have a musical version of it that's coming out on Moment. So I'll give you the link to that as well. And people can check it out.
I love that. Yeah. Well, we are rooting for you. You're great.
You're great.
Thank you for being here.
I imagine that there's nothing on those cards.
There are full questions on this fucking card. I mean, full fucking questions.
You're just pretending like Twinkie.
Yeah, uh-huh. Twinkie. Mm-hmm.
Those cards are beautiful.
Thank you. I make them really myself in Canva.
I love Canva. Spots will be Canva. Cheers. Yeah, please.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And,
cheers.
More. Abundance.
Hey friends, thanks so much for tapping into this episode. Make sure you subscribe, like, and follow for more right here on YouTube and wherever you stream your podcast. Oh, and visit archiej.com and follow me on social media at @archiejspeaks, okay? And don't miss our weekly conversations right here on the Archie Podcast. Get into it.